WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
While meteorologists study the atmosphere, we must also consider the impact of the oceans on our weather and the weather's effect on the oceans. After all, just over 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by oceans, and those oceans hold about 97% of all of our water. Even beyond those amazing numbers, it is estimated that more than half of the world's people live within just 60 miles of those water bodies. The ocean has a huge capacity to absorb, store, and release heat into the atmosphere, and major climate events such as El Niño or La Niña come about due to ocean temperature changes, and we know that these changes have impacts on weather patterns that produce events like floods or droughts, hurricanes or typhoons. Oceans can be quite deep, too. The deepest spots located in the Mariana Trench off the coast of Japan, with a depth of 36,070 feet, or nearly 11,000 meters. The ocean layers have been broken up into five primary levels. The topmost layer is the epipelagic zone, which is also known as the sunlight zone. It extends from the surface to 200 meters or 660 feet. It is the zone of greatest interest to meteorologists, since this is the zone in which most of the visible light exists, and hence we have heating, which is responsible for sizable changes in water temperature. The variability of temperature in this zone goes from a very warm 97 degrees Fahrenheit in the Persian Gulf to a chilling 28 degrees Fahrenheit near the North Pole. The interaction of the water with wind keeps this layer thoroughly mixed, allowing the sun's heating to be distributed vertically. Many of the layers of the ocean below this sunlight zone see little in the way of temperature change. Like the atmosphere, the oceans are in a constant state of flux, due in part to various ocean currents. Heating of the sun has produced semi-permanent pressure centers near the surface. As the wind blows around the pressure centers, surface waves are generated by transferring some of the wind's energy from the air to the water. The constant push on the ocean's surface works to form these surface currents. Looking at the air-water interface is just another reason why the weather is such a complex field of study. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question at weatherbrains.com.